Continues the Gemara, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, Lumoson Bitsofon, towards the bottom, around 6 lines from the bottom. Lumoson Bitsofon. So the Gemara says as follows. What'd you say? Yes, yes, a new inyan, of course. Yes, it's a new inyan. Ulumasim bitzofon, we had in the Mishnah that we said that there were different sha'arim. We had 4 sha'arim on the Dorim side, starting from Ma'ariv, and 4 sha'arim on the Tzofon side. Now we're discussing the Ulumasim bitzofon. The first one we said towards closer to the Ma'ariv is called Yechonya, Shai Yechonya. Now why is it called Shai Yechonya? Zok de Gemara, at Moitze b'shosh olon v'uchan netze lekan. When Nebuchadnezzar came to attack Eitzes Yisrael b'zman of the Churban, so Bov Yoshav loy b'doifnoi shel Antiochia. First he came into the boundaries of Antiochia. Antiochia is somewhere in Syria. And this is 10 years before the Churban. V'yotze Sanhedrin g'doyle likrosoi. The Sanhedrin came to greet him, Nebuchadnezzar, and they told him, Omguloi. They asked him, Higiaz manabayis azel lichorev? Is it time for you to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why you're here? Omgoloi, Omalohen. So Nebuchadnezzar told them, Oiso Shehim Lachti Aleichem, meaning, I provided for you a king, Yechonya HaMelech, so Tnu Liv Ani Hoylech, give me him instead, as ransom, so to speak, and I won't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Now at the end, he did destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and they gave him, Yechonya up. So it was, maybe it was a trick, but the point is, he said, give me Yechonya instead. They told you, Yochan Melech Yehuda, Nebuchadnezzar boiloch. Nebuchadnezzar wants you. And the Maisa, in order to save a ganze Klal Yisrael, so you're allowed to give up a person. Like we had in the history in Klal Yisrael, there were the Rojanoi Kedoshim. One of my elder Zaydis, Yisrael Zak, and his children's name were Zak Haim. Zak, they called themselves Zera Kodesh. There was a blood libel. And they said that the Yidden are using blood of Christian children, a blood libel. And they said they did it. And they saved the whole city of Rajanoi. There was a whole kinna made called Rajanoi, based on the Rajanoi Kedoshim. But that's for a whole city. Now, when it's an individual, when you have one person, to choose one person from a group, that's already al pi halacha. You can't go take this person to save someone else. That's my chazis. But here it was for the Gans Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara said they told Yechonya the request of Nebuchadnezzar. So Zok the Gemara, Kevin Sheshom and Kach, when he heard this, not al Maftecha shall Beis HaMikdash. He took the Maftecha of Beis HaMikdash. We said before that the Melech, the Kohen Gadol, they all signed off. They had the Maftechas. So he was the Melech. He had the final Maftechas. So Ola Legagar shall Hechel went up to the rooftop of the Hechel. Omer Lefon of Ribbon Shalom, he told the Ebishta, L'sha'ov Arinu Nemonim Lecha. In the past, Klal Yisrael, we're Nemonim to you. And we had the maftechas, they were mesurim to us. But achshav she'enon, now it's the time of the churban. So achshav she'enon u'nemonim, now we're not nemon to the Eibishter. Harei maftechai secho mesurim l'cho. Take the maftechas back. Zog di gomorre, trein amaroyim, there was a machlekes amaroyim over here, chad omar, the zolkon v'od lo yardu. He threw up the maftechas, and they did not fall down. They still didn't fall down. So the Eibishter was a simim nashamayim, that the Eibishter is maskim, that they're not going to have the maftechas. V'chad Omar, the other Madomah said, Bok min yad. Like the Mora says in Tainus also, a similar story. A yad emanated, a min yad came from Shemayim, when the talton miyodoi, and actually took the maftechas from his hand. Zog di Gemara, Kevon shero, once they saw this take place, Zog di Gemara, daf yud zayin omid beis, Kevon shero kol chore Yehuda, that means, when the other people of Yehuda, meaning of Klal Yisrael, saw this, came Yehuda came. So that means that the Eibshter doesn't want the avoda. So they went up onto the rooftop and they fell, quote unquote. Hado d'chsev. This is the pasuk described in Yeshaya. Maso gechi zoyin. Maso gechi zoyin.
Punishment that they fell, right?
What did you say?
What? They fell.
They committed suicide, so they were punished for it. There's a whole shaila in the poskim A person that's bitzar, even though he's bitzar, so we say that he was a nichnas beruach shtus, and even if he bitzar the churban, whatever bitzar person is in, is not a reason that is a heter for obviously, you know, there's an issa for suicide, obviously, but the point is that so avada they were punished for this also, even though it's because of bitzar churban, the chassam sofer writes clearly they were punished for this, but lemaisa it's called ma'abrat v'ladas. It doesn't make a difference. We say that he's a shoyter, and we say nichz beruach shtus. All these things are correct, but at the end of the day, it's taka osa. So what happened? So the Gemara says what took place was olu l'roish gagisein v'noflu v'meisu. Ado d'chsiv. The pasuk in Yeshaya says maso gei chizoyin. That's referring to Eitz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. Malcha efoy ki olisa kulach legagois. Meaning, why did you go up to the rooftops? Chua is meleo ir haimio. It used to be a city that's Meleo Himio, which was full of vibrant life. And now it's a city that is Chalalayich like Chalicherev like Mesim Milchoma. That's the end of the Pasuk. The Chalalayich are not Mesim Milchoma, not people that died because of Milchoma, but rather because of this terrible tragedy that they jumped off the roof.
Zog the Mishnah weiter, Haloche Gimel, Yud Gimel Shulchanois Hoye Bemikdash. Now the Mishnah describes the 13 Shulchanos in the Mikdash. We had the first Mishnah in the Perek, Daftes Vava Bebeis, said, Shloishrei Shofros, there were 13 Shofros, Shloishrei Shulchanos, there were 13 Shulchanos, and Shloishrei Hishtachavoyos. So we described till now the different Sheorim where they were Mishtachaveh, and now we're describing the 13 Shulchanos, and then the next Mishnah is going to be the 13 Shofros.
Zog the Mishnah Yud Gimel Shulchanos. There was Shloish Rei Shulchanos over Mikdash. Now, from the 13 Shulchanos.
Hold on, back to the Shorim. It comes out to the Shorim. Do you have an equal amount of Shorim on all four corners of the Mikdash?
No, there were four on one side, four on the other side,
two in the Ma'ariv, and then three in the Mizrach.
And there is a Manda Omar. We said before. We said the Mishnah is only going to one Manda Omar because the Yud Gimel is connected. The Yud Gimel Pirtzis, which was covered up by the Beis Chashmonoi. The other Mandomah held there were only seven of them, I think, were Sha'arim Gdoilim. The other ones were small. They were not part of the Cheshbon.
But either way, there were Yud Gimel Sha'arim. And the question is, do we count the Sha'arim or do we count the Pirtzes of Beis Chashmonai?
Zok the Mishnah.
That's what the
Paisal would have come to Beis Amigdash. All different places. We described each one what it was. One of them is for Kochim Kalim. One of them is for Noshim. One of them is for
the Atzim Arocha. One of them is for the Nisach HaMayim. They're all different reasons that they had different Sha'arim that they used and they entered in.
Zog the Mishnah Vayta.
Yud Gimel Shulchanos Hayi B'Mikdash.
There were 13 Shulchanos in the Mikdash. Shmoy Noshel Shayish Beveis Hamit B'Chayim. Eight of them were made out of Shayish. Shayish means marble. And they were in the Beveis Hamit B'Chayim. That's in the side of the Tzofen of the Azara. Because the Tzofen is the place where the Shechita took place. So the Beis Mitbechayim is they did the Hadocha of the Basar. So Mele, that's a Shulchan of Shayish, marble, so it doesn't spoil. Marble doesn't give off heat, it's stone. So Mele doesn't spoil. So Shmoyna, eight of them were Shal Shayish, Beis Mitbechayim. Shalein Madich Nes Kerbayim. On those you Madiach, the Kerbayim, the innards.
Ubeis continues the Mishnah, and two of them were B'mayrav HaKeves. Two additional Shulchanos were on the Ma'ariv side of the Keves. And the Mefarshim explain, the Rash Sirilav brings B'Shem Derived, that the reason why these Shulchanos were Dafka in the Ma'arovi of the Keves, like this, the Koyin that receives the Evarim from those that passed it to him, he should not have to turn his back towards the Mikdash. So that's why the Shulchanos were Dafka B'Ma'arovi Shal Keves. Now, Lagavi, these two Shulchanos, Echot Shel Shayish, one of them was made out of marble, Ve'echot Shel Kesef, and one of them was made out of Kesef. Why? Al Shel Shayish, the one that was made out of Shayish, so Noisnin Esevorim, meaning, after they cleaned off the Evorim, so before they placed them on the Mizbeach, they placed them over there on a Shulchan of Shayish. Because again, Shayish is stone, it doesn't emanate heat, so it shouldn't spoil the meat. Va'al shel kesef, and on the second table that was made out of kesef, over there they placed the klisharis. Every day before they started avoiding the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah in Talmud describes they took out all the clay kesef, and they placed them all on this shulchan shel kesef to make sure they're all proper and they're all perfect in order to be able to be used. Now over here, it doesn't make a difference if it's kesef, if it gives off heat, because we're not talking about bosses, somebody can spoil. Kli kesef allowed to be on a shulchan shel kesef. Now even though we know one of the nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, lo yisriach bosser, we say the same yisoid of ein soim kanal anes. So meanwhile, we have 10 shulchanos. 8 and plus an additional 2. Zog the Mishnah Vayta ubeis ba'ulam mibifnim al Pesach HaBayis. Another 2 shulchanos at the end of the ulam by the Pesach HaBayis.
Echot shashayit ve'echot shazelv. Again, one of them was marble, one of them was gold. Al shashayish, the one that's marble, noisim lechem aponim b'kli sosay. They placed the lechem aponim when they entered, meaning before you place the new lechem aponim and you remove the old one, you place the one that you're going to put in on the table that is shayish. Again, shayish doesn't give off heat. So mele, you place it over there, shoshim b'nisafish. Val shal zoh b'tzi osoy. And when they remove the lechem aponim to be eaten, so that one that was sitting for a whole week, so that one they placed on shalzov because that one is already hot, so it can stay. The reason is the Gemara is going to say because malam b'kodesh, you don't want to go down. It was on the shulchan shalzov. The lechem aponim was originally on the shulchan shalzov, the shulchan shal Moshe, so it can't go maridin. It has to go on a similar shulchan shalzov, and that's what the Mishnah says. Shemaylim b'kodesh v'lo maridin. So that's why the removal of the bread also goes on a shulchan shalzov. Now that's 12 altogether. Where's the 13th one? The echod shalzov mi bifnim. One of them was in the heichel. Shalov lechem aponim tomi. That was the original lechem aponim table. The shulchan of lechem aponim. That's avada made shalzov. That's the shulchan shal Moshe. Zok the Gemara. Tony. We learned in the Braisa. Al shal kesef. Meaning, not that there was a shulchan shal shayish that they placed the lechem upon him, like we just said in our Mishnah, but rather it was shel kesef, it was silver. Reb Yosi Omer, b'shem Reb Shmuel, b'Rav Yitzchok, and Reb Chanina, motibo, b'shem Reb Yochanan, leis kan shel kesef. No, there wasn't, it's incorrect to say that it was kesef. It was rather shayish, like it says in our Mishnah. And the reason is, b'pnei shu martiach. Silver, I explained this in the Mishnah. I mean, the reason why you don't want to have kesef or zov, because silver and gold give off heat. So if it gives off heat, it's going to cause the bread to spoil. So it can't be that it was kesef, the b'kni sosedik of lechem upon him, but rather it was shayish. Zok the Gemara, fek the Gemara, what do you mean? What's wrong if it's kesef? After all, it's been nes oimdin. Loichein toni ze'echem in anisim sh'nasev beis hamikdosh. Don't we know that one of the nisim in the beis hamikdosh is shekashem shayim enichin oisoy, just like they placed the lechem upon him, choyim, they placed it hot, and it remained like that for the whole week hot, kacham itziyin oisoy. So we know siluko is choyim. So then what's the shenema losim lechem choyik b'yoyim lokoy? So if it's benes oimdin, so then what do you have to worry about that it's silver or it's shayish? Either way, it's gonna remain miraculous. It remained miraculously hot, so it's not going to spoil either. Zok the Gemara, Reb Shua ben Levi Omar, no. The reason why they didn't want to have this is because we're not maskin maisin nisim, which basically means ain't same kanal anes. Avad, like Tesis Shonim answers in Yuma too, like I'll be other kashas about the Oren that we had about the luchos inside. Ain't maskin maisin nisim, meaning we can't be same kanal anes. We have to do whatever it should be done, humanly possible, that it shouldn't spoil. It was hot from week to week. A mice and nest, we're not soymich on a mice and nest. We have to do whatever it is in order that it shouldn't spoil, which is table of shayish, of marble. The fact that it was mice and nisim, that's already the Eibush's cheshbon. Zok the Gemara. Bon kumon Reb Ilo. They asked Reb Ilo the following question. Loi hoya shom lechem mahu. A new kasha. Lom nishashayla. Lechem aponim we know is every week new breads, the show breads. You remove the old, you place the new. What if you don't have new breads to place? What do? Do you leave the previous bread from the last week? And then maybe you leave it even though it's more than 7 days and maybe it's a psulina. Or remove it, don't have bread, and in the middle of the week, on Tuesday, you'll get bread. You put it then. You put the new one then. So Zok the Gemara, Ma'u l'anichoy, if you don't have new bread, Ma'u l'anichoy, do you leave the old bread l'shabbos habo? Omaloin, k'siv shetan posik v'nesata l'shulchan lechem aponim l'fonai tomid. L'fonai tomid means lechem aponim afilu posul. Now the Goyin really takes this out because it's not possible. There's no psulina calls man something is on a klisharis, on a mizbeach. So it can't be a psulina yet. It's not a psulina. It's not where it's just the way it's supposed to be subscribed for 1 week. We leave it there because the lefonai tomid, but it's not pshat that it's impossible because no psulina until it goes off. There's no psulina on Rosh Hashanah. There's no psulina ever in a kli. So maybe that won't be a problem.
Now the etzim din of the shulchan shel shayish, the shulchan that's made out of stone, the achronim have a kasha, the kerner, the michas chinuch. Kerner is a menachas daf chav ches, the michas chinuch in mitzvah tzadi zayin, that we know that a kli shoris has to be made either from kesef or zov. So what is this thing of a kli shoris that's made from evan? We don't find a kli shoris made from evan. So the kerner itaka answers and he says that over here, this shulchan wasn't a kli shoris. There was no avodah done on this shulchan. It wasn't tzarech avodah. It was the place that you placed the lechem aponim b'kli sosoi, or the place that you placed the evarim before you put it on mizbeach. But that's not a maisik kli shoris you're doing an avodah with. So mele could even be made out of evan. The Michas Chinuch says because the whole kedushas lechem, the lechem is only niskadish after it's baked. So placing the lechem aponim on this shulchan before b'knisosoi, that's bichlal not considered an avoide because it's not a shame lechem aponim yet. Meaning the shame niskadish alechem is only after it's nefa. So really it's not considered bichlal a din of an avoide that you need a klisha restaka. Zogt ik maar weiter asor shulchanis as shloime. Shloime amelch made 10 additional shulchanis in the hegel de gsev. Like it says, the posik in Divrei Hayomim, Vayas Shulchanos Asoro, Vayanach Behechel Chamisha Miyamin Chamisha Mismoil. And he placed the Shulchanos, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. Now, what does 5 on the right and 5 on the left mean? Zog the Gemara, Ein Tamar, if you're going to tell me Chamisha Bedom Chamisha Betzofoin, meaning that the tables went straight across from right to left, from Dorm to Tzofen, so that would not make sense because the whole Hechel's width is 20 Amos. And every Shulchan is 2 Amos. So if you take 10 Shulchanos, 10 times 2 is 20, and it goes all throughout right to left, so then Dolm Tzofen, so then first of all, it takes up the whole area of where the passageway would be. You can't even get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim because it's blocked by Shulchanos. And furthermore, the Shulchanos are not in Tzad Tzofen. If they go from right to left, they end up being in Dorim. Shulchanos have to be in Tzofen. Zog di mor v'alein shulchan kosher ela b'tzofen. Shulchan has to be on the tzela tzofenis. Shenema v'etzah shulchan titna al tzela tzofen. So how could it be that it was yamin l'smoil? So that it can't be. Must be matam ad loyma chamishim yamin chamishim ismoil. What does it mean? 5 to the right and 5 to the left? It doesn't mean going from right to left. Ela it means chamishim yamin shulchanish al moish v'chamishim ismoiloi. Meaning it's going down from Meirav to Mizrach. It's going down to the right side of the Shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu and to the left side of Shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu, but not going right to left, but going straight down, 2 rows, 1 row of 5 and another row of 5. But I'll put him, all the Shulchanas were taken in the Tzofen. They didn't end up going into the Dome, they're all on the Tzofen side. Zog the Gemolik, Afal Pikein, meaning, even though Shlomo HaMelech made 10 Shulchanos, lo hayo mesada, elo, Bishal Moshe Bilvad. That means the lechem upon him, he was only misada on one shulchan. The breads were placed on the shulchan of Shal Moshe. Shenemar, like it says in the posuk, v'esa shulchan asha olav lechem upon him. It says, v'yash shloim isa kol hakel mesh beis Hashem, es mizbech azov, v'esa shulchan asha olav lechem upon him. It says singular terms, esa shulchan, only one shulchan, that's where he placed lechem upon him. Not that he placed it on all the 10 shulchanos. Zog the Gemara, Reb Yosi be Reb Yehuda Omer, al kulonei mesader. That means he was mesader the lechem upon him on all the shulchanos. Sometimes on this shulchan, sometimes on another one, sometimes on a different one, sometimes on Shal Moshe, sometimes on the ones of Shlomo HaMelech. But the point is, he took rotation, different shulchanos. Others learned that pshat is al kulonei mesader, simultaneously the same time they were mesader on all of them together. Shenema, like it says in the posuk, there's a pasuk that says v'esa shulchanos v'alein lechem aponim. Over here it says plural. It says shulchanos lashon rabim. V'esa shulchanos v'alein lechem aponim. So mele it says taki utilized all the shulchanos. Don't say shulchan. So mele taki used all the shulchanos for the lechem aponim. Now in the first part of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that lohi mesade el al shulchanoi shel Moshe. So even though all the other shulchanis were hakol b'ksav, he didn't just make up his own shulchanis. It was all a Kabbalah that was part of the tzivui for him to make the additional 10 shulchanis al shel Moshe. So lecharech, it could be used. But so Reb Chaim in Stencils, he says that chat is even though it was tak hakol b'ksav, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew they're going to make an additional 10 shulchanis, but and it was taka like the shulchan shel Moshe was made exactly the way it's supposed to be made, like that one was. But the din of lechem aponim is only on that original shulchan, on the din of va'osali mikdosh. That's only on that specific shulchan shel Moshe. That's where the one who misalad the lechem. So even though the other ones taka have a din nakol b'ksav and the Eibishter was meidia Moshe that is going to be made, but mitzad the din lechem aponim, it's only on that original one of va'osali mikdosh. Now the tzad of the other mandomer that says that al kulon hoyim misader. But it doesn't mean all together, but it means rather, Rashi in Menachas Tzadites says, it means, poma shulchan zeh, and it took rotation. It was done by rotation. The reason is, Dr. Karen Ura, is because if you misalad the lechem aponim on more than one shulchan, it's a din of Bal Tosif. So melech had to be done only on one shulchan at a time. Just poma zeh, but not pshat all together. The other side is that no, they were misalad on all the shulchanos, after they were Mesal and Shulchan Shel Moshe. So it doesn't pass Bal Tosif on that. Meaning, once it was Shulchan Shel Moshe, so now it's not anymore on Shulchan Shel Moshe. So that's not in the Etzem Mitzvah, so not called Bal Tosif. Zog the last Gemara, Toni, Mizrach Chumayev Sunim. We had in the Brais before that the Shulchanos were placed Mizrach Mayrev, meaning not Sof and Dom, but rather Mizrach Mayrev, meaning Yamin and Smoil of Shulchan Shel Moshe. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita, meaning to the Eirich, to the length of the Hegel. Rabbi Lozbe, Rabbi Shimon, Oime, Tzof and Vedorim in Yisunin, which is Shver, we had a Gemara, a Kash on that before, how could it be Tzof and Dorim? Lamai said it's supposed to be in the Tzof and not in the Dorim side. Now, Zog the Gemara, Man, Dorim, Mizrach Ma'irev, the Man, Dorim, says Mizrach Ma'irev, so it's a Nicha. Because like this, the Kulon, Ruin L'Shegos, all the Shukhanes are in a place that's Ruin L'Shegos, it's in the Tzof. However, Man, Dorim, Tzof and Dorim, so it ends up being that Nimtz Shulchan Bedorim. The Shulchan is in the Dorim. Some take that out because Menorah B'Tzofrin is only based on the Gemara later that we're going to say that there were 10 menorahs that Shlomo HaMelech made too. So just like the Shulchan ends up being in the Dorim, it's supposed to be in the Tzofrin, so the menorahs end up being in the Tzofrin, it's supposed to be in the Dorim. So the opposite. But the point is, the main thing is that like the Gemara says that Shulchan is B'Dorim, it's not supposed to be in the Dorim. Now the Gemara doesn't seem to answer the Kasha Kung to this man, the Omar. But upon him, he holds taka the din of tzofen, because the pasuk says it has to be atzelat tzofenis. That's taka going on shulchan shel Moshe. Shulchan shel Moshe was taka b'tzofen. The other shulchanes. So if you hold that other shulchanes, you weren't misarad the lechem upon him at all. So mele, it's tam. It's not really a functioning shulchan, not in the tzad tzofen. That which you have in tzad dom is not a functioning shulchan. So, but Akoponim, the other mandomah held no, that all the shulchanes had to be in Tzofen, even the ones of Shulchan Shlomo. But this mandomah would hold, the Elizabeth Shim would hold, that even though part of them are in Dorim, as long as Shulchan Shlomo is in Tzofen, that's what's ma'akev. Now the Gemara continues, so there's a girsa that they take out, instead of the hotoni, but rather it's toni. It's a nusugya. We're not coming to answer the kasha we just asked on the shita of Elizabeth Shimon that it's Tzof and Dorim. Tomorrow, Taka blabs the kasha. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, Daf Yud Ches, Omid Aleph on the top.